Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Ishan Akbar, and you are listening to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr. Thank you so much for joining me today. Fiverr.com is the freelance marketplace where you can find all the talent you need in one place. And 929 is your weekly bite-sized opportunity for entrepreneurial advice and encouragement. Today, I've cooked up a treat for you. Our guest this week is a man who, like me, wants to spark joy in the kitchen. My way of doing that is by whipping up a good Bengali chicken biryani, and his is by revolutionising the equipment we cook with. He's the CEO and founder of Caraway, who make beautifully designed pots and pans that are completely free from toxic chemicals. I'll be honest, that's not something I worried about much before I spoke with him, and it's now something I think about all the time. His name is Jordan Nathan, and we spoke about how he managed to make a hype-worthy brand out of pots and pans. For those who may be uninitiated, tell us a bit about Caraway, what you do, what is it?
Yeah, so Caraway is a direct-to-consumer cookware brand that launched in late 2019. We lead with our non-toxic cookware in hopes to bring every consumer a non-toxic and healthy home.
Now, this is interesting. It's not a concept I've come across before because I didn't know that my pots and pans were toxic. What does that mean?
Yeah, so most cookware today, if you have nonstick cookware at home, it is made with the material that's been around for decades now. Studies, you know, in recent years have shown that is a toxic material when it reaches high temperatures. We've seen that it takes only 2.5 minutes on a burner to start emitting toxins into your food and into your air, you know, around your food. And you know, we sought with Caraway to create a solution or an alternative where the products that you are cooking off of, you know, we're not leaching into the food that you're creating.
So how did you discover this? Because this must be happening. How did you come across this as a problem?
Had an unfortunate experience. A couple of years ago, I was cooking one night and took out my fry pan. I put it on my stove, turned on the flame to warm it up. And I ended up getting a call from my dad. Got distracted, 45 minutes went by, and the pan was sitting there on the burner for 45 minutes on an open flame, and my apartment was filled with fumes. Ended up feeling really sick, nauseous, and I actually called the poison control hotline to kind of ask if I should be worried, and they had educated me that I was likely exposed to poisoning from overheating the pan. And from that experience, you know, started doing research and really just couldn't wrap my head around the fact that something I was cooking off of every single day was linked to so many harmful long-term negative health effects. And so wanted to, you know, launch a brand that provided an alternative to the market.
So how did you go about making pots and pans hype-worthy enough in the social media age?
Sure. So as a brand, we focus a lot on storytelling. You know, a lot of our messaging is educating consumers about what's in their cookware. With that storytelling, we've been very fortunate to build a ambassador program at Caraway. We have over 1,000 ambassadors across the social sphere, mostly Instagram, who represent the brand. It includes a lot of interior designers, a lot of nutritionists and experts who are able to validate the product that we have created for the market.
What have you found has been more important in driving the hype worthiness of your brand? Is it the product itself, or is it more about the specific marketing that you're doing? You mentioned these ambassadors. Is it that bit of the strategy?
Yeah, I think the product's always important. It's always the backbone of your company and brand. We see our product as a marketing vehicle. You know, I think it's what attracts people to our website or gets them excited throughout a purchase they're going through. But, you know, I would lean into really the community that we've built and, you know, I think what the brand represents as driving that hype. And so, you know, I think it's the balance of having design to initially attract them. And when they start reading deeper and being able to connect with the material story, because maybe they've also left a pan on their burner and gotten sick in the past or know someone who has, you know, the non-toxic and the eco-friendly we find is really the core reason that people end up buying from us. You know, I think to build hype, you need to create something that people really believe in, has a mission that aligns with your consumers and gets them excited to support you and to talk about you.
For someone listening to this who is grappling with this idea of how to make their brand or their product more hype worthy, what kind of advice would you have in terms of the things to look out for? What kind of things help any particular product or any particular brand become more hype worthy?
I think scarcity is important. So, you know, while it's always great to be in stock, doing limited color drops or collaborations that exist for a limited time are a great way to drive hype. And creating something that is more than just the physical product. At Caraway, we do a lot of focus on interior design and home decor. We work with a lot of customers and influencers on showcasing home renovations. And, you know, I think a big part of creating hype is to create a brand that's more than just a single purchase. And so, you know, if you're able to provide value outside of the physical product and stay relevant in someone's life, you know, it creates this viral loop of word of mouth where people are always seeing the brand, talking about the brand. And when something new drops, whether it's a color or a new product, you know, you'll be in a good position to sell out fast and create a community that just swarms to your website to come support the brand.
I have to say, I've been on your website and the colors, they are really, really nice. You make all the video content you've got makes everything so much more appealing. And some of the dishes they're cooking. What kind of dishes do you like cooking in your Caraway products?
My favorite dish to cook is chicken marsala.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to have to get on a plane to New York when I'm allowed and see you make that in a Caraway dish. Have you had an experience of, or is there a risk of you trying to create hype and it just falls flat? So again, I'm a stand-up comedian. My way of trying to create hype is by trying to be funny. And more often than not, audiences will say, no, not funny. Have you found that with a brand as well? You're trying to create hype and it just falls flat.
We're a company that likes to try a lot of things. Not everything works. And, you know, I think for us to build something great, we need to be open to failure. You know, we will launch products that people aren't excited about, whether it's the design or the materials or the pricing. You know, I think if we launch a product that doesn't work or a new initiative, we think we've really built something that people would still connect with and, you know, we can move on to the next initiative.
What advice would you give to someone who's listening to this who thinks, right, I want to build a hype-worthy brand, but I work with a really boring product or whatever it might be? What advice would you give to them to start them on their journey of creating a hype-worthy brand?
I think it's important to, within, you know, your marketing messages, to share kind of how in demand the brand is and reinforce that across all mediums. I think when consumers see that on a Facebook ad, a Google ad, maybe in some press, that's really a great way for people to associate your brand with maybe always being in demand or being out of stock. I would definitely suggest putting a lot of emphasis, especially in the early days. This is something we did with encouraging customers to share your brand on social media, share with friends. And, you know, that word of mouth is just so powerful. And, you know, I think like any great brand that exists today is how you have staying power and create hype.
Well, look, thank you so much for giving us your time on 929. I can't wait to come to yours for dinner.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Jordan highlighted the importance of creating a world within which a product exists. Creating hype means making the product an integral part of the world it will eventually occupy. You've got to be able to see it to understand where it fits in. It's all well and good making the product and marketing it, but you need to show where it lives in the lives of those you want to buy them. A very interesting lesson. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Fiverr is a digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. Please do leave us a review. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.